led by Dinosaurs and Avengers, Hollywood just posted its second biggest summer ever, almost $4.5 billion at the box office. Not quite enough to beat out the summer of 2013, but it could end up being a record year. So critic Bob Mondello says Hollywood is pulling out its biggest guns between now and Thanksgiving.
Start with an old friend, 007.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
Of course he is, against an old foe led by an even older foe.
This organization, do you know what it's called?
Its name is Spectre.
Welcome, James.
You came across me so many times, yet you never saw me.
What took you so long?
Well, in fairness, Bond's been busy. Spectre is his 24th official adventure. By comparison, young Hunger Games contestant Katniss Everdeen is a dewy-eyed newcomer, only on her fourth go-round, or actually the second part of her third, battling President Snow.
He turns the best of us against each other.
The girl on fire is setting the whole world on fire in Mockingjay Part 2.
Tonight, turn your weapons to the Capitol.
Or you could turn your weapons on Latin American drug cartels, as Emily Blunt does in Sicario.
FBI!
You'll be part of the team.
What's our objective?
To dramatically overreact.
Sicario is already garnering Oscar talk for its harrowing, keep-you-off-balance story. Speaking of harrowing, got a fear of heights?
I'm on the top of Everest, Alan. We made it.
In the movie Everest, climbing the world's highest peak is the easy part.
Go to Rob. There is a massive storm headed your way.
And if heights don't scare you, how about depths in another true story?
Is that the only way in?
The only way in? The only way out.
The 33 is about 33 Chilean gold miners who made months of world headlines.
What was that?
When a cave-in trapped them almost half a mile below ground. The lows and highs of the 33 and Everest bracket a long list of true stories. A lot of biopics this fall. Among them, Michael Fassbender playing the most demanding boss a computer geek ever had in the movie Steve Jobs.
You had 3 weeks. The universe was created in a third of that time.
Well, someday you'll have to tell us how you did it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt as French tightrope walker Philippe Petit in The Walk.
I'm going to hang a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center and walk on it.
Johnny Depp, almost unrecognizable as vicious Boston-based gangster Whitey Bulger in Black Mass.
You said to me this is a family secret. And you gave it up to me, boom. Just like that.
Also, Robert Redford playing news anchor Dan Rather in Truth, the story of how Rather lost his job at CBS. Spotlight, which turns its spotlight on the Boston Globe as it uncovers the Catholic Church's child abuse scandal. And Trumbo, in which Bryan Cranston plays blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo.
Are you not, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I'll write you a movie.
And you don't want your name on it.
No, you don't want my name on it.
Another story from that Cold War era, Bridge of Spies, has quite the pedigree. Director Steven Spielberg, screenwriters Joel and Ethan Coen, and a true story about a shot-down CIA pilot and the nuclear brinksmanship it takes to get him back.
We got a Soviet spy.
They got our spy pilot.
We want you to negotiate the swap.
I'm an insurance lawyer.
The Cold War won't be the only real-world battle to be refought on the big screen this fall. Beasts of No Nation deals with child soldiers in Africa. 99 Homes tackles the housing crisis. Women's rights are at the center of Suffragette. And the battle for gay rights gets underway in Stonewall.
All right, it's a raid!
This is what we're fighting.
Stonewall is one of so many lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender films this fall, you may think your local multiplex is hosting an LGBT festival. Rooney Mara and Cate Blanchett have a sensuous 1950s affair in Carol.
Would you like to come visit me this Sunday?
Yes.
What a strange girl you are.
Julianne Moore and Ellen Page are embattled lesbian partners in Freeheld.
My heterosexual colleagues die, their pensions go to their spouses. But because my partner is a woman, I don't get to do that.
The film Legend features identical twin gangsters, both of them played by Tom Hardy and one of them gay.
Is she a nice girl? We'll get her for you. I prefer boys. You got some balls to admit that, kid.
And in The Danish Girl, Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne plays the man who was the first in the world to physically transition from male to female.
Surgery has never been attempted before.
All my whole life, it could kill you.
It's my only hope. This is not my body. I have to let him go.
Let's let all of this go for a moment. Not every fall film is aiming for significance and awards. Some just want to be fun. The Peanuts movie, for instance, a computer-generated visit to the imagination of Charles M. Schulz.
Sorry. Charlie Brown, you blockhead!
Also seeking family audiences will be Pan, a prequel to the story of J.M. Barrie's Boy Who Can Fly.
If you don't believe Peter, then neither will they.
You can't stay a kid forever. Even in Neverland.
A children's book series by R.L. Stine gets the 3D special effects treatment in Goosebumps.
The Abominable Snowman of Pasadena? These are all Goosebumps manuscripts. Why are these books locked?
Did you unlock a book?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'll put it back where it belongs. Look, here it is.
No, don't open it!
Also for kids, Pixar's long-delayed Good Dinosaur, which shows what would have happened if the Earth hadn't gotten hit by an asteroid millions of years ago and dinosaurs had survived right up until there were cave boys they could play with.
Hello?
Adults will also have lighter alternatives, say, watching Anne Hathaway realize what she's gotten herself into when Robert De Niro joins her fashion website startup in The Intern.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the senior intern program?
Seniors in high school or college?
No. Seniors in life.
Hold on. What?
That turns into a mentoring thing, not romance. For a light look at romance, there's sleeping with other people.
We come up with a safe word if we're having sexual tension.
You pick it.
Avocado.
No. It's too sexual.
Avocado is too sexual.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to see the way I eat an avocado. You'd be like, do that to me.
The dark side of that romantic equation plays out when Sanaa Lathan meets Michael Ealy in The Perfect Guy.
You know I never hurt you, right?
Do I?
Open the door!
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie explore the long-term consequences of a relationship going bad in By the Sea.
You want to hurt me?
You're nothing.
Hurt me.
Meanwhile, Bradley Cooper will thrive on the stress in his job in Burnt.
I loved every minute of it, the heat, the pressure, the violence.
He's talking about cooking.
I don't want my restaurant to be a place where you come and eat. I want people to sit at that table and be sick with longing.
And astronaut Matt Damon will be sick with longing when a sandstorm on the red planet forces his crew to take off without him in Ridley Scott's The Martian.
Commander, Mark is dead. We have to go now.
Problem being that Mark's not dead.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates, and to NASA, and to the entire world. But I'm still alive. Surprise.
All of this before Thanksgiving, after which films will mostly be getting out of the way of another space travel movie. One for which audiences have been waiting more than a decade. I'm Bob Mandela.